Welcome to You Are What You Love, your window into the future of spirituality. We're going to talk to you about your life and the evolution of your soul while we bring alive the essence of eternal truth. So here is your host, the author of You Are What You Love, Vaishali.
Welcome to another exciting episode of You Are What You Love. I'm Vaishali, the author of You Are What You Love and Wisdom Rising. And if you're in the Southern California area, I am headed your way. As you know, I'm normally based out of Florida, but I'm going to be in Southern California next week. The first week of August, I'm going to be three places in Southern California. On Wednesday the 5th, I'm going to be at the Spiritual Unity Center in West Hills. And then on Thursday the 6th, I'm going to be at the Bodhi Tree Workshop. I'm going to be at the Bodhi Tree Bookstore at 8585 Melrose Avenue in West Hollywood. And if you've never been to the Bodhi Tree, do yourself a favor. It is perhaps one of the finest metaphysical bookstores in Southern California. And I'm going to be doing a workshop while I'm there on Thursday night from 6:30 to 9:30. I'm going to be conducting a three-hour workshop. It's a simple price of $10. And if you decide that you want to buy a product, then the $10 that you use to come to the event is applied towards any product purchase. But I'm going to be teaching a lot on how to heal, and there's a very physically intensive technique. You've heard me talk about the internal organ massage that really requires I'm in the same room with you. And so I'm going to be teaching that at the Bodhi Tree Workshop. So if you wanted to know how to diagnose your navel for your health and to see if you're carrying around undigested emotions and experiences and perceptions, meet me at the Bodhi Tree. Then Friday, I'm going to be at Mystic Journeys Bookstore with author Stephen Maines in Venice Beach. And then Sunday, I'm jetting over to Vegas. So if you happen to be in Vegas, come see me Sunday at the Center for Spiritual Living in the greater Las Vegas. That Sunday, I'm going to be doing two services and a three-hour workshop in the afternoon, and we are going to rock and roll. So Las Vegas in California, I hope that you have your water heater strapped to the wall, because if the plates don't shift just from being the West Coast, it's certainly going to be moving when I get there, because we've got a lot to share and learn and grow, and there's going to be a tidal wave of energy that's going to hit you. And I also want to say, you have heard me bantering endlessly about my new website, and you will all be thrilled to know that it's actually a reality. I'm not really on pharmaceutical drugs. I haven't really been hallucinating low these many months. It's actually online right now. And you can join me in my chat room. You can listen live to the show by coming to purplev.com. And in the upper right corner, you'll see a Listen Live. Click on Listen Live, and you can listen to the show by going to purplev.com. And near Listen Live in the upper right-hand corner is also an option to join me in V's chat room. Click on V's chat room and join me in the chat room. Listen to the show live. It's your one-stop shopping. Got to come to one place, and you can listen and you can chat. How good is that? And yes, Mark in the chat room wants everyone to know it's nicely colored purple chat room. Uh-huh, like you expected something else. And I want to say that today's topic is a universally important one. Most people understand that the teenage years are challenging. They are an incredibly impressionable time in our life. And they're a time where there is a tremendous amount of inspiration and open-mindedness still available to us amidst a series of pitfalls of simply being on the planet and thinking that you know it all, but not really having enough life experience to navigate it appropriately. So for those of you who are teens, those of you who have teens, those of you who know people who have teens, this is the show for you. And today we are going to be talking about a very unique adventure. It's called Teen Journey. And you're welcome to call in and talk to my guest today, Tasha Sims. If you have a question about teens, this Teen Journey Camp, you're welcome to call in at 877-520-1150. Again, that's 877-520-1150. Again, you're welcome to come to my website, purplev.com, and click on V's chat, listen live, and join me in the chat room and text message me your questions. But one of the things that Tasha and I are going to be talking about is Teen Journey. It is an 8-day holistic summer camp for teens ages between 13 and 18. And they're going to be focusing on the passage to adulthood. And this is going to be hosted at a visually beautiful ranch in Mission, British Columbia. And the camp is to take place from August 30th to September 6th. And there are many things that teens are searching for. They're searching for identity, community, acceptance, and meaning. And offering teens a way to explore self-development and to avoid some of the more self-destructive pitfalls and offer them an opportunity to discover rites of passages in a safe environment with other teens is really the underpinning of this event. And Tasha Sims, my guest, is a registered counselor, and she has been a therapist in Canada, and she is joining me today to talk about this particular event. And if you have a teen, you're interested in this event, or you are a teen and you're interested in this event, email me, V as in Violet, V@purplev.com. Again, that's V as in Violet, V@purplev.com. And I will email you all of the information that you need. If you go to my website, purplev.com, you'll notice that on the calendar of this event is a URL that you can click to that will take you to more information about Teen Journey. But before we get too off topic, let me go back to my lovely co-host today. Her name is Tasha Sims. And Tasha is calling us all the way from lovely Canada. So welcome, Tasha.
Hi, thanks for having me. We're
so,
having a heat
sweetheart,
wave.
Barely
move here.
Say that again?
We're having a heat wave.
Oh, I hear that.
For Vancouver, it's very unusual.
You people don't have air conditioners, do you?
Only, I just have little slaves who stand here blowing madly, fanning the room.
Yeah, I think the closest thing you guys have to air conditioning is standing in front of your refrigerator door when it's open. But yes, you are having unusual weather there. And perhaps it's because of your event is getting everything heated up there. Can we blame it on Teen Journey?
That's right. We're getting things hot. Yeah.
So would you do me a favor, Tasha, and just introduce yourself to our listening audience, give them a little bit about your background and why it is that you're participating in this event?
Sure. As you mentioned, I'm a therapist, so I've been doing, and a teacher, in the personal growth movement. I've been developing a series called the Body Awareness Training, which, you know, so much, I mean, I've been spiritual, so-called, quote-unquote, spiritual for so many years, and yet I found in areas of my life things were repeating themselves that, on a form level, were not working for me. And so part of this development of the Body Awareness Training came from my own struggle, my own abuse as a child, which out of the seeds of that dissociated state came this calling, came this seed to create to first of all re-inhabit my own body, come home to myself on a form level, on a practical level, not just a spiritual level, and then to give that to the world. So that's kind of my background. It became my mission to translate. I feel sometimes like a translator of a lot of the spiritual principles, but into the body and onto a form level.
Excuse me, Tasha. We're just having a few technical difficulties. We're going to take a moment, go to a break. We're going to deal with those technical difficulties. Please bear with us. We'll be right back with Tasha Sims and our discussion about Teen Journey.
Okay.
How would you like to reach out to millions of people around the world? Well, Contact Talk Radio currently has openings for new hosts and shows. It's a great way to reach people, share your thoughts and knowledge, talk about workshops, books, business development. You know, the list is just too long to mention. But if you think you have what it takes to become a radio talk show host, check out ContactTalkRadio.com and click on Host. While you do that, I'd like to introduce you to a few of the hosts and shows here on the Contact Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Catherine Bradford, host of the Wellness Roadshow.
Hi, this is Pat Sendejas, host of Let Go and Grow.
Hi, this is Eldon Taylor with Mind Matters.
Hi, this is Dr. Cheryl Ann DeVita, and I'm with DeVita Primetime Woman.
So become a radio host with the Contact Talk Radio Network. To find out more, go to www.contacttalkradio.com and click on Host. Again, that's contacttalkradio.com. We're connecting to what matters to you.
Visit the premier online store where science and spirit unite. Shop consciously, explore new ideas, and connect with your world at www.beliefstore.com. Find the latest in spiritual and documentary films, scientific publications, green living products, and online articles. Just go to www.contacttalkradio.com and click on Bleep Store to start your experience. And remember to enter CONTACT as your coupon code and receive an additional 10% off your entire purchase. Just go to www.contacttalkradio.com and click on Bleep Store to start your experience. And remember to enter CONTACT as your coupon code and receive an additional 10% off your entire purchase.
This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action.
Now is your chance to be part of the show. Call 877-230-3062. Call in with your questions or thoughts and talk with the host and their guests. Again, that number is 877-230-3062.
Well, welcome back to You Are What You Love. I am your host, Wishali, and thank you for bearing with us with technical problems. There's nothing like the world of live radio.
Mm-hmm.
And today we are talking to my lovely guest. Her name is Tasha Sims, and she's been a practicing counselor in Canada. And we're talking about an event that she is part of this summer from the end of August to September, and it is called Teen Journey. And as anyone who has survived their teens knows, it is a very volatile time of growth and development. It is a time in which we are very impressionable and a time in which, if channeled properly, we have an opportunity to do some incredible growth. And to that end, Tasha Sims is joining me to talk about an event that they are calling Teen Journey that's going to be held in British Columbia. So we were having some technical problems with the sound, Tasha. So if you would do me a favor and just kind of reintroduce yourself and give an overview of Teen Journey so that those who were tuned in could finally get a clear earshot of it.
Sure. I mean, the beauty of take two is I get to give you a different take if I want, don't I? I think you'd asked me, I've been a therapist for quite a while and a teacher here in Vancouver and also in Toronto, Canada, and I'm going to sort of haiku my answer this time. I think those of us who struggled in adolescence based on whatever happened in childhood, based on, you know, whatever wounds we carry, whatever happened to all of us, at some point you have a choice. You either keep covering over those wounds or you go into them. And my path has definitely taken me into my wounds to be able to transform them and give something back to the world. So they're no longer bad news. And certainly adolescence was the most tumultuous time for me. So I still resonate with teenagers. And the biggest piece, I think the message of Teen Journey, the biggest piece of it is that we've got it a bit backwards as a society. We think teenagers are a problem. And the reality is they are a mirror for us. They are presenting the symptoms of our culture, our society, reflecting it back to us. We actually have the problem. We, the community, we, the adults.
Well, I got to tell you, that pretty much sums up my experience of it when I was a teenager, is that, yeah, you guys are the ones with the problem.
Well, you were right, and most teens feel that, but they're invalidated.
Yes.
They're told that it's not true, right? That there's something wrong with them. And their essence, their actual, that divine spark that lives inside each and every one of us, has no way to come out, to be encouraged, to grow, to fulfill itself and find its gifts. It's actually stamped out very much so in our society. And so Teen Journey is about creating a community where we as elders, all of us, not just people with teenagers, but all of us, become the tribe, the community that can support these kids to go inside themselves, find their own essence. We're not going to give them the answers. We're creating the container so they can go in, experience themselves with rites of passage and initiation, and bring back their gifts. And we receive them. We help them name them. We help them identify how they will ripple that out into the world. That's the essence of Teen Journey.
Beautiful, sweetheart. And I know that whether you're sharing your experiences as a teen as you were, and I very much resonate to your description of it, or whether you're a teen right now, every generation of teenagers faces a different set of challenges. What would you say are the most difficult troubles that for adolescents faced in today's incredibly high-paced, high-technical, sensitized world, in the respect that not only are they over-bombarded by technology, but let's face it, even simple social interactions today aren't what they were 10 or 20 or 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I mean, you've named it, this exposure with the internet, you know, Facebook, the kids are so influenced by marketing and by different values and perceptions. It certainly is, and there's nothing wrong with that, except it's not at all balanced by a perception of solid adulthood that is conscious. That's not what they see, and that's not what they feel at home usually either, or at school. So they really don't have the mentors, the elders, the peers that are committed to being, you know, that developmental task of being human, which is balancing the two forces. One, to be autonomous and have your own identity, the other, to belong and be connected. If we can, once we manage those two forces and we balance them inside ourselves, we're pretty happy. That's the teen's job, to actually find that balancing point, and there is nothing in this society that supports them to do that. So instead, they live in a mask, whether you're the good kid getting the good grades and your validation is dependent on being getting those grades, so therefore it's externally referenced. You're only good if you do blank, blank, and blank. Or you're wearing a mask of being the tough kid, so you're in a gang where you definitely belong. That's what gangs are about. They're filling that need for belonging. But you, again, have to behave a certain way in this bravado, in this this edgy, violent, cynical way. Neither of those are supporting the youth to go in and get in touch with their unique reason for being alive, their essence. And that's where we're failing them.
Makes a lot of sense, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a question that you would like to ask my guest today, Tasha Sims, about Camp Teen Journey or the troubles and the pitfalls of being a teenager in today's world, you're welcome to call in to the studio. The toll-free number here is 877-230-3062. Again, to ask a question today, you are welcome to call in at 877-230-3062. And, Tasha, if there's someone listening to this right now that says, look, I'm on the Internet, I'm listening to this, give me a URL. Where can I go and get more information about this? Where would you direct them?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a website. It's www.teenjourney.org. There's also consciouslivingradio.org. Both places will give you information about this project. My website is AuthenticSelfCounseling.com, and they're all linked together, actually. So there's interviews on the Teen Journey website. There's lots of written information that goes in-depth as to what rites of passage are, what initiation is, and who will be involved in this project, because we have some incredible international leaders. Like, truly amazing teachers have said yes to this project, and it was kind of like that for me. Andrew and Ella had this vision, Resmer, and she's an artist, and she had this vision of doing this for teens, creating this kind of community. And they told me about it, and I just said yes. Everything in my body said yes. And it's been like that with every other teacher. So it's quite magical what's happening. And on the website, you can get a lot more information about the elders and the teachers and the international leaders who are involved in this.
Is there anyone, aside from yourself, that you would like to draw particular attention to?
Oh, absolutely. I'm so excited. We have Maladoma Somme, who is an African elder, and he works with youth, helping them identify their place in the community. So the whole theme, he's coming in and doing a whole day on building a village, where each 16 will have their place working with the elements. I'm holding space for the whole 8 days along with Ian Barheit, who's coming in from Sweden, and we'll be starting the day with movement from the inside out and meditation and live drumming with Pepe Danza and Navarro Franco, brilliant drummers, Canadian drummers. We're going to have Leonard Howell, who's a Native American storyteller, do a forgiveness ritual. Setien and Suzanne Raja, who work with warrior sage, they do deep, deep dyad work, working with the divine masculine warrior and the divine feminine goddess. Chris Fletcher, he's worked with teens for 22 years. He's going to be doing drama. Let me keep going. Mahara Brenna, who's doing breath work with the teens. I mean, can you imagine when you were a teenager, if this was offered to you without being told this is the way? No one's doing that. We're just creating an experience where they get to feel themselves. And Ella, whose vision it was, is an artist, as I said, and so she's going to work in clay. Each of these kids will have a huge mound of clay, and they'll work touching their own face and expressing it into the clay, so there'll be art and music and dance as well as initiation and ritual. I mean, some of these leaders, when they teach a workshop, I mean, they're sold out. They're internationally known. So for these teenagers to have this kind of experience, I just think, I don't know any other project with this kind of scope. I'm very excited about it.
It sounds like it should be a required experience for everyone coming of age.
Could you imagine? Wouldn't that be something? Imagine our future, and I think that's where, for me, this really starts to make sense. I know people are concerned about the state of our planet in terms of going green, and there's all kinds of, you know, causes that one can align with. I look at this as an activist, really, because this is our future. This generation, this is our future. And if we're not creating that community to support them to be who they actually are meant to be, then they're going to become whatever it is they need to survive. And that path, as we all know, can be pretty harsh. You know, the drinking, the binge drinking, the drugs, the raves, the ecstasy, all of those things are forms of initiation. And they're what the teen's doing their job. They're doing their job because there's no other way to do it that leads them to wholeness. They don't even know about that. So they're actually behaving quite naturally when they go out partying and drinking their brains out. That's a desire to lose, sort of let this part of yourself die that you know and move into something else. But they're doing it in a way, without the elders and without the community, they're doing it in a way that does not incorporate the return to wholeness, which is what we as a community need to provide. Does that make sense?
It does. And, yeah. You know, I'd never really thought about the traditional dysfunctional behavior that teenagers get into as being the accepted form of rite of passage that's offered. But you're right. Through time, cultures have offered different rites of passage for those coming of age. The American Indian tradition had a vision quest. There's a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah in the Jewish tradition. So aside from what we're seeing today, you talked about the chemical indoctrination, the partying, the social experimentation. What are the rites of passages do you see existing for teenagers in today's world?
Apart from those, because those are sort of the shadow side of rites of passage, bullying, I mean, it's so prevalent, bullying, smoking, gangs. Gangs are just such a prevalent problem, and this explanation of why they're growing like this is, again, because we're not doing our job, and that's not how our society looks at it, right? They look at, oh, these kids are so aggressive, or they're the problem. I mean, that's the big piece. And sorry, I know I'm harping on it, but in terms of positive rites of passage, you know, let's look at average rites of passage. So certainly in religion, as you mentioned, bar mitzvahs, and for Catholics, communion or confirmation, there's lots of religious ritual yet still around. But it often has a degree of dogma, meaning this is the way it is. It's quite closed as opposed to an open system. But normal things would be getting a driver's license. That's a ritual. Your first legal drink, getting married, voting. I mean, even football is a kind of ritualistic activity, but they've lost existential meaning in our culture. They focus on the individual. I'm getting a driver's license. I'm watching the Super Bowl.
I'm homecoming queen.
Yeah, we're passive participants, removed from the sacredness of the ritual. I mean, sometimes even removed from the ritual by a TV screen, right?
Right.
And when the ritual is sacred and it's performed in a group, witnessed in front of others, the entire group is affected. So that whole group, not just the individual, is led to an understanding of their oneness, their commonality, their spirit. And when you have that sameness piece, that you as an individual represent all people, and you can be reverent in that state, I think something happens. A state of such divinity and depth can be experienced that it changes your entire perception. You now feel connected to the world. You belong to the world, to all humans, as opposed to feeling alone, what most teens feel, which is alone and disenfranchised.
And powerless.
And powerless, yeah.
I want to welcome anyone who's just joined us. The show is You Are What You Love. I'm Wishali, your show hostess, the author of You Are What You Love and Wisdom Rising. I want to let you know that my new website is up, and you can listen to the show streaming live and join me in the chat room on my new website. It's Purple V. V is in violet. Come to purplev.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see an option to listen live. Click on that, and you can listen to the show from my chat room. Click on V's chat, come and sign in and register, join me in the chat room so you can listen to the show live by coming to my website, and you can come in and join me in the most beautiful purple chat room in all of internet land on my website, purplev.com. And today my guest is the lovely and knowledgeable Tasha Sims. And today our subject matter is talking about adolescence, rite of passage, and a very unique experience that's being offered for teenagers called Teen Journey. And again, Tasha, would you give out that website address so that if there's someone that's listening that's saying, look, I'm a teen, or I'm a mother or father of a teen, this is sounding really interesting, where would I go to get more information? Would you give out that website address again?
Sure. It's www.teenjourney.org.
And if you have a question you would like to ask my guest, Tasha Sims, she is a counselor in British Columbia, and we're talking about the subject of teenagers and how to offer them an environment that allows them the greatest opportunity to flourish. And to that end is an event that's going to be sponsored called Teen Journey. And if you have a question you would like to ask about Teen Journey or about teenagers in general, you're welcome to call in. The toll-free number here into the studio is 877-230-3062. Again, that's 877-230-3062. Tasha, let me ask you something. I know that every generation, teenagers' concerns about their life now and in the future, to some degree, I'm sure there's some consistency in what my biggest concern was when I was a teenager and what teens now give their attention to. But in your opinion, what would you say are teenagers' biggest concerns about both their life in the present moment and for the future?
Well, in the macro, they are the same. They're always the same because it's a stage of development. And it would be, who am I? And where do I belong? Where do I fit? Those are the two things. Who am I and where do I belong? And in the process of figuring out who they are, because that is their job developmentally. They have to figure out who they are apart from the family, right? That's the time now. So it's not the parent's job in adolescence. This is where we've got it wrong. You know, our kids start having what we perceive as problems, and the parents get more involved. And I think that's backwards. So in this process, they're doing what they're supposed to do. They're struggling to figure out who they are, and they do it by breaking down, first of all, who they are not. So that's why they react to the family. That's why they get so reactive. And that struggle, inherent in that struggle, lies the spark of their dreams, of their uniqueness, of whatever it is that's yearning to be expressed, which will then translate into where they belong in the world. So in layman's terms, it would be, what am I going to do with my life, right? And most teens are looking at it probably quite superficially. What am I going to do for a living? How am I going to make money so I can survive, right, especially in this economy? But it starts with this, because without this depth, you're going to just create another generation of people who are working to survive as opposed to following their passion. And when we're unhappy, and certainly teens who are not supported to go in deeply here, they're going to act out this dilemma, hence the violence and aggressiveness that we see, or act it in. You know, some kids just get depressed. They're either imploding or exploding. And it really is our job, the culture's job, to meet them where they are and facilitate them to expand. And that's not what happens, right? That's not what happens in our world. Mostly people want to box them in by rules and regulations and tell them, you know, here are your steps to become a successful human being. Get good grades, go to university, you know, like step one, step two, step three. But kids are going to university and they're miserable. And they actually are not following their heart's desires. So, again, this process of initiation and rituals is something that serves to quicken the process of finding one's identity. And it's, you know, through storytelling, through dance, through music, it speaks to the unconscious, to that deeper part of you that Jung called the collective unconscious. It actually can access all sorts of images and resources when you participate in rituals, so that you come up with answers to those questions that are deeper than, I'm a guy who's going to get married and I'm going to work at the bank, you know, for the rest of my life. And I'm not saying there's something wrong with that. I'm just saying if you are only functioning at that superficial level, you are actually not answering the call in the depth of you. And somewhere down the road, there'll be a repercussion to that. Like, you can only avoid it. You can only live in mask for so long. And I know you know this part because I've heard you speak. The universe then conspires to wake you up to something deeper. And sometimes it is through illness or through personal tragedy, or, again, through your wounds is where we learn who we really are. And so that's inevitable. The thing that I'm saying is really the time that this should begin is in adolescence. And that's particularly difficult since the parents are looking at the teen as the problem, as opposed to looking at themselves and saying, I have been living an unfulfilled life myself, right? I still have not had this coming of age, this intimacy with who I am and where I belong. So the teenager has nowhere to turn. They have no models or mentors to look at adults who are joyful and fulfilled about their lives. I mean, imagine that. Imagine being a kid, looking at the adults, looking at our economy, looking at our planet. I mean, are they rubbing their hands together going, oh, I can hardly wait to grow up so I can be miserable too? If that's what they're seeing, it's natural to me that they're going to act out and avoid growing up in a healthy way.
So how would you say that parents or family or school covertly or overtly contribute to creating more difficulties in the average teen's life?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's the piece I just touched on. First of all, they're not looking at themselves. They're looking at the teen as the problem. I think the number one mistake that parents make is in their reactivity to the teen. They take whatever the teen says or does personally as if it's an illustration of their own either failure or success. And so they look at that teen as someone who needs to be fixed. And that is completely off kilter. There is nothing wrong with your teenager. Like, really, there isn't. If you then instead, in that moment, focused on yourself, on your own fulfillment of who you are meant to be, on becoming neutral in terms of your communication, because that's what's supposed to happen in adolescence. You're no longer the boss. I mean, you were their world as a child. And they were, you know, that was natural as a child. It's now time to change that dynamic. And that means that you begin to communicate in a different way. And you communicate about yourself and inspire your teen to do, to model, perhaps, what it's like to be a healthy, happy human being. So I think the number one mistake, again, is that parents are externally focused. They're looking at the youth as the problem, as opposed to looking at themselves and going, what am I not bringing to this situation? And I know, I think teens will love this message, and I'm sure there's a ton of parents going, yeah, but, you know, he did this, and she did this, and she talks back, and he blah, 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 and if only you were in my shoes, and, well, I was in your shoes. I've just survived adolescence myself. My boy's 23.
I get it. I get how hard it is. But I think what makes all the difference is where your attention is, where your focus is, and how deep you want to go with these kids. Like, there are a lot of parents I know who have kids who are doing okay. They're fitting in. Their grades are good. They still can be in pain inside. And whether they demonstrate that now or they do it when they're 40 and have a midlife crisis and all of a sudden walk away from a marriage because they never fulfilled themselves, or whatever the case, at some point it's unavoidable that you actually have to come face-to-face with yourself. And again, what's missing is that this is the time. Adolescence is the time. And parents don't get this information. Where is this taught, right? It wasn't taught in school. Like, how are we to know this?
I want to welcome anyone who's just joined the show. It is You Are What You Love, and I'm Washali, your hostess and author of You Are What You Love and Wisdom Rising. And today my guest is Tasha Sims, and our subject matter is a unique camp that is going to be in British Columbia. It's called Teen Journey, and it's designed to help teenagers to facilitate them giving something inspirational and useful in their understanding rites of passage in creating their own identity. And I know, Tasha, that the land, the area that the camp is set on is supposed to be particularly beautific and lovely. Can you tell us something about the environment itself?
Oh, there's that. Yes, it is gorgeous. It's on Stave Lake in Mission, which is about an hour outside of Vancouver. Vancouver in itself being, you know, completely beautiful, surrounded by mountains and the ocean. This is a little bit into the interior on the lake. And the facility has been in existence, I think it's 33 acres. It's been in existence, dedicated to working with children for the past 30 years. Beautiful ranch. There are horses there, canoeing, kayaking, rock wall climbing, basketball court, swimming. I mean, all the usual camp activities, a beautiful amphitheater. The dorms are fantastic with common areas and beautiful cafeteria and food, like a truly lovely accommodation. But more importantly, I think, is that the community that's going to be gathering there are gathering from the heart. You know, everyone there is committed. Nobody's perfect, and that's what we also model. But we're there to inspire the teens, right, to fully have an experience, bond with each other, make great friendships, and also work together in recognizing that it's okay to be different, celebrating those differences. So there'll be small groups, basically led by teen groups of 8 to 10, gender separated as well, where they will do sharing circles, and they'll be led by teen mentors. So let's say we had 18-year-olds, they'd be led by a mentor who's maybe 22, 23, 24. If we had 14-year-olds, they'd be led by someone who's 16 or 17. So it's somebody close enough in age, but someone they can look up to and model themselves after, and they'll be encouraged to share in that small circle, in that small group. And they'll do everything together. So when they go kayaking, they're kayaking together. When they're rock climbing, they're doing that together. They'll have lots of physical activity. There'll be an experience of belonging and facilitation of friendships that I think will be quite deep. And there's a metaphor. Can I tell you this metaphor that I just love? Michael Mead, who is an anthropologist storyteller, perhaps you know of him. He's worked with especially high-risk youth for many, many years. He's brilliant. But he makes this analogy about the mosh pit. You know how kids are always in the mosh pit at festivals and at concerts?
Yes.
And he says that here's a quote from him actually, that a teen said, "I can only be me when I am throwing myself against others and being accepted." And I love that analogy of the mosh pit, because that's what they do in the mosh pit. They throw themselves against each other, right? And everyone's open to that experience. So we're kind of modeling a little bit on that as well, where these teens are going to be encouraged to open up and share and be different, to be themselves and be received. I mean, that's the one big piece. No one here is going to tell them what they should think or what they should do. We're actually just going to encourage them to begin to accept and trust that they can express who they are
even if it's different, even if it doesn't fit into the box, or in this case, the circle. So that's the environment. Have I kind of painted the picture, do you think?
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I want to remind anyone who's just joined us that my guest is Tasha Sims, and we're talking about a unique camp available for teens. It's called Teen Journey, and it's going to be an 8-day holistic summer camp for teens between the ages of 13 and 18. The emphasis is going to be focusing on the passage to adulthood. It's going to be hosted in a particularly pristine and lovely environment of Mission, British Columbia, and the camp is taking place from August 30th to September 6th. Of this summer, 2009. Tasha, please give out the website again and let people know how they would register, how they would get more information, and how late can they wait till they register?
www.teenjourney.org, and you can register from the website. All the information is on there. I think there's a PayPal way to do it. How late? Well, that's a good question. I mean, August 15th would be, by then we would really like to have our numbers down. I believe that the price may be going up too as it gets closer, so I would encourage people if they're interested to do it as soon as possible. And tons of information on that website, as well as clips of some of the teens, and we've been having events here in Vancouver and some musical and different kinds of gatherings. We're having actually a talk tonight as well on the top three mistakes that parents make that facilitate their teens to turn to drinking and drugging and partying. We've been doing those kinds of educational lectures as well. And so there are clips, I believe, on there, and there are more talks on there. Lots of information on www.teenjourney.org.
And one of the things I'd like to touch on is I know that you're really trying to create a great experience for teens. Is there some kind of follow-up, or how are you trying to create an infrastructure so that these profound and helpful experiences that these teens have in camp don't fade mm-hmm. after the event is over?
Oh, that's so important. I mean, so many times, you know this even as an adult, if you do personal growth workshops, you'll go, you'll do a workshop, it's intense, it's moving, it changes your life, and then you come back to the same life that you left, and often things go back to exactly as they were eventually. You lose it. So I think your question is particularly relevant and something we've thought a lot about. So our goal is not just to do a camp, and that's why it's called Teen Journey. It's to create a community that will keep going. And every month after the camp, we're going to have one or two gatherings. We've got different teachers coming in. I mean, the list even there goes on and on. We have a Peruvian psychologist and shaman, Juan Ruiz, is going to come in and do work with the teens. We're going to have Minky DeVos, who does a Kundalini Awakening workshop. Edwin Coppard, creating songs from the soul. We're basically going to support kids in the areas that their gifts are. If you love music, you may be giving concerts or going to concerts. If you love writing, dance, theater, these kids are going to be supported to make their gifts manifest somehow in the world. And as well, we're going to have support groups so that these sharing circles will keep on going. These kids won't just go back to their school and feel like a pod because there's nobody who can relate to what they just went through. They're going to keep these friendships alive. And I want to do the same thing for parents. So although this all sounds like I've been focusing on teens and we've been talking a lot about that, I want to say that I empathize with parents. I don't blame them. I was that parent, and that's probably where my passion comes from, in wanting to do something different now. I want to work with parents and form a support group for them so that they can fulfill their dreams after this camp. We're going to do a mini workshop with the parents on the 8th day of the camp, actually. They're invited when they come to pick up their kids to get involved and do a beautiful ritual, a beautiful forgiveness ritual with their teenagers, and learn how to receive their teenagers. But then after, we're going to keep that up too. So not only will the teens be supported, so will the parents, and we are wide open to any creative ideas of people who have gifts that they want to share with our youth. We want to create community. Everyone's doing this from the heart, and we want this to ripple out, not only here in Vancouver, but internationally. I mean, my dream would be imagine if we were doing this here and then other cities took it on and started to create community of this nature there, and it just rippled out further and further and further. That, to me, is the dream. That's the big picture.
Great, sweetheart, great. And I just wanted to ask you, in the few minutes remaining here, if, and I'm going to ask you again to please give out the URL so that people that are wanting to get more information about this event, whether it's for their teen or for some teen that they value in their life, just if there are any other insights, advice, or thoughts that you'd like to share with our teen listeners or their parents or their family.
Mm-hmm. And can I add to that mix of people is people who are, if this subject is resonating for you as well and you want to get involved in terms of creating something like this in other cities, there too, that would be, that's part of it, I think. It's that's the invitation to the world, really. And for more information, it's www.teenjourney.org. In terms of any, how did you phrase it? Did you say advice?
Yes, advice, thoughts, insights.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think if you're a parent, do your personal work. Commit to accepting, finally, all the parts of you that you've been wrestling with, because that's what you're modeling right now for your teen. If the beauty of working with teenagers, I'll tell you what I think it is that they will activate whatever is unhealed in you.
Mm-hmm.
And
the truth.
It gives you such an opportunity to walk that path and finally accept yourself fully. So if you're not happy and fulfilled, do something about it. Focus on yourself. Become that model for what being a joyful adult can be. And of course, let go. Bring your kids, give your kids to us so we can initiate them into adulthood. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people possibly listening to this who would love it and can't afford it. And I think that's, we've talked a lot about that because we don't want to say no to anybody. But our thoughts, we've always come back to fundraising. There's always someone, some member of the community who would be willing to help. An aunt, an uncle, the local supermarket. Someone will sponsor a youth, or maybe even more than one, some organization. So I would not let the financial piece stop anyone. I think more importantly is if your heart is resonating with any of this, to get on the website, check out more information, contact us. Tell us about yourself. Get involved. How do you want to be involved? And if you're a teenager, we welcome you with whoever you are and whatever your situation. You're welcome to be part of this experience.
And, Tasha, one more time, that contact information would be?
www.teenjourney.org.
Thank you so much, sweetheart, for joining us sharing with us about Teen Journey.
Thank you so much. Can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
One little quote. I love this quote from Mother Teresa. She says, "Youth in India hunger for food. Youth in North America hunger for meaning."
Beautiful, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I want to remind our listening audience, if you didn't get all of that information, all you have to do is email me, V as in Violet, V@purplev.com, and I'll be happy to send you a flyer in the mail that gives you information on that. I also want to remind you that this show is going to repeat again on Tuesday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or if you're in the U.K., then you're going to get this on Wednesday morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. So for the next few months, my Friday show will always be repeating again at Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 Eastern Standard Time, or if you're in the UK, first thing in the morning when you wake up. And I want to remind you all also that I have a Sunday show. And now that my brand new website is up, thank you, God, it is at purplev.com. And if you go to purplev.com, you can listen to the show stream live on the website, purplev.com. You can join me in the most beautiful purple website in all of internet land by going to purplev.com. It's pretty much your one-stop shopping. You come there, you can listen to the show stream, you can join me in the website chat room, or you can check out the other various interesting and fascinating parts of this new website that I'm sure you will find visually stunning. I also want to let you know that I am getting out of Florida. Can you imagine that?
I'm normally based in Florida, but I'm coming to the West Coast. I'm going to be in California, and I'm going to be in Nevada. I'm going to be in Southern California in the first week of August. I'm going to be at the Spiritual Unity Center in West Hills, and I'm going to be talking about valuing and celebrating our spiritual identity at the Spiritual Unity Center. And please come by and visit me there. The next day, Thursday, I'm going to be at the Bodhi Tree Bookstore at 8585 Melrose Avenue in West Hollywood. This is a $10 event. It's a three-hour workshop, and if you've never seen The Wild Woman, please come by. I'm going to condense some of the most concise and profound information that I can share with you at this three-hour event at the Bodhi Tree. And what I wanted to do is there are some things that I wanted to share with you that really need to be shown in person, that require a person-to-person transmission. And one of those things is understanding how to use the navel as a window for diagnosing your health, for understanding how much undigested emotions, experiences, basically undigested life you're carrying around stuck in your body. Your navel is a window for that. And according to how it's shaped and what it looks like, I can tell you where you are holding unresolved issues in your body, because the body is neutral. It doesn't lie. It simply mirrors for us where we've packed baggage in there or where we have resolved issues. And it's always nice to have confirmation that if you think you've resolved an issue, your body's in agreement with you. So I'm going to be teaching that at the Bodhi Tree. That's going to be Thursday, August 6th. It's a $10 event. If you buy any product, we'll refund the $10 for your price of any purchase of any product. But I really want to encourage you, if you see The Wild Woman once this year, please come see me at the Bodhi Tree on Thursday the 6th from 6:30 to 9:30. But if you can't make it on Thursday, I'm at the Spiritual Unity Center on the 5th. And on Friday the 7th, I'm going to be at Mystic Journeys Bookstore with author Stephen Maine in Venice Beach. It was rock star Jim Morrison's favorite city, so who am I to not go to Venice Beach? So we'll be talking about spirituality and mystery schools at Mystic Journeys Bookstore with Stephen Maines on Friday, August 7th. That's going to be from 7 to 9:30. And if you happen to be in Las Vegas Sunday, August 9th, I'm going to be at the Center for Spiritual Living in the greater Las Vegas. And I'm going to be talking about celebrating your spiritual identity. You will not want to miss it. Trust me, it's going to rock. In addition to those Sunday services, I'm also doing a three-hour workshop at that event in Vegas. Please come by and see me. I want you to know that we are rocking and rolling here at You Are What You Love. And next Friday, of course, you know it is the first Friday of the month. So I'm going to have that wild woman with me, channeled spiritual teacher, the goddess Sophia. You are not going to want to miss First Sophia Friday. I'm also going to have author Stephen Maines with me. I'm going to have an amazing energy healer. You ever want to know about how to get an energy healing over the phone? Andreas Goldman is going to be my guest on Friday, August 21st. I don't know how I've lived without this man so long. He is profound and will bring a great quality of life to your existence. So again, until we do it again next week, know that I've got the Sunday show. The show will be repeated next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And until we do it again next week, rock on, babies.
You've been listening to You Are What You Love with author Waishali. To order Waishali's book, You Are What You Love, or to schedule a private self-emergent session with Waishali, visit youarewhatyoulove.com. Thanks for joining us, and remember, you are what you love, and you love whatever you give your attention to. So love wisely.